Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, do you know any ladies or girls that have cats?
I mean, not a lot, but that's why we don't know them. They sit at home with their cats all the time.
Oh, come on, Tom. I'm feeling sorry for these girls with cats because I'm guilty of making fun, too, you know, over the years, probably.
I wasn't making fun. Yeah. Actual facts.
Okay. The new survey found 62% of single women with cats think their pets are negatively affecting their love lives.
Well, yeah.
Well, okay.
I mean,
don't be too quick to jump.
A large number of men out there who consider that a negative thing.
I thought the negative love life was what caused the cats.
See, I think women would all like to have cats, most of them, but they hold off until they get a man because they know that if they have 6 or 7 cats, he won't come.
I think it's weird. If the cat distribution supply chooses me, I'm taking home a cat, and I don't care if I have a man or not. But why would you not get a cat just because it may or may not bring you a man?
I agree. Let me give you some information here. I was kind of surprised. 23% of the women are worried that people they date think of them as being, quote, the crazy cat lady.
Yep.
And 21% don't even admit they have cats until they're really comfortable with that someone.
And it's a good idea.
All of a sudden, you're like, you know what? You might want to sit down for this. I have something to tell you. And do you like cats? And that guy's like, well, yeah, it's okay if you have a cat. It's like, no, I said, do you like cats? Mm-hmm. Plural.
Here's the thing. That's just like almost anything else in life. They hook you in. It's just like us opening the car door for you and doing all that nice stuff. It's going to quit eventually. So don't tell them about the cats up front.
But can you explain why men do not like cats?
Yes.
Why?
Because dogs treat you like you hung the moon. They think that you are the hero of all heroes. Cats treat you like crap. Why would anyone want an animal that treated them like crap?
You just have to prove your worth, and then they love you.
I don't
want
to prove my worth to anyone.
I think you're stereotyping all cats.
No, there are exceptions, and we've had some good cats before.
Yeah,
but generally speaking, it's the 99% of the other cats that make the 1% look bad.
You might be wrong, Tom. It looks like that the cats aren't the issue when it comes to their dating life.
That's what I'm saying. I thought they are the ones, the relationships.
Well, we have to dig a little bit deeper here.
Well,
things aren't going so well for their dating life. So it's not the cats.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the reason.
I don't know about that.
So you can't blame that anymore. A majority of people say they don't have a problem dating someone with a cat. And 25% actually think it's a positive thing if they have a cat. Now, that they did just say cat and not cats.
And that means 75% didn't say that.
Only 6% say they think a woman is lonely because she owns a cat.
Again, a cat. So, I think men expect a woman might have a cat.
So which came first, the lonely woman or the cat?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what we got to figure out. Kind of like
the
chicken or the
woman.
Egg.
Yeah.
So if a woman has 10 dogs and 3 cats, you're going to go, with a woman with the 10 dogs instead of the 3 cats?
Neither.
It's two different women.
Neither.
Yeah, I might be with neither on that,
no,
depending on the dog story.
Too much responsibility.
Three dogs is too much.
Yeah, but if I have 3 dogs or 3 cats, I'm taking 3 dogs.
Yeah, 3 animals of anything, it's overwhelming.
Now, with the survey, they didn't ask about single men with cats. So
that's because there weren't enough to ask about.
But we do know guys, single guys with cats.
Sure they do.
They're kind of out there, too. Like, you know, we've had, you remember Scooter, he's had cats before, and his house is just, you lived with him, Cato.
I didn't live with him.
Okay.
He lived in an apartment complex I lived
at. Oh, okay, there you go. Yes. Okay,
let me give, he lived down the hall for me.
And but his apartment was kind of scary when you walked in.
It was
there.
Like a cat maze.
Yes, you could find yourself in that house.
He looked like a hoarder, yes. Or that he just hadn't unpacked all the boxes
and
yet.
Cat fur all over the place.
I didn't see that, but I will say when he moved top back to Tennessee, I took over his cat. That thing was possessed by the devil.
So you're a single guy with a cat.
I was in a relationship.
Okay.
And I left that relationship and that cat behind.
Did
I've done
really?
That twice.
Okay.
I've left cats behind in both the relationships because they
would never do that with a dog.
I'd take the dog with me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the cats, they didn't like me. And
all of a sudden, you had this instant cat.
I had a cat that I didn't, and I lived in an apartment, and literally you'd walk down the hall and out of nowhere that cat would jump out, teeth and claws in your foot. And you could pick your foot up and sling him across the room, and he'd just get up and run after you.
That's just show how he was showing affection.
Uh-huh. It was a kitten, too. It was a cat.
Psycho.
Yeah, good thing you were already in a relationship before you got the cat, because that could have affected your dating life as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So
I feel like everything I've said is just being vindicated right now.
I'm talking about with men.
It doesn't matter. It's explaining the whole thing. Their cats are crazy as a general rule. There are exceptions. There are some cool ones out there. We had some.
Doesn't mean that the person's crazy just because they own the cat.
It kind of does, because why would someone own a critter that treated them like that?
Now, friends that want a cat, it's a beautiful cat, always been very loving, and I was going to crash at their house after a party. I think the cat locked me out. I walked outside the screen door, couldn't get back in. I had to Uber home.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
We need to celebrate because today is Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day, and Jeff Foxworthy has a funny little skit about that.
Sophisticated people play chess. Rednecks can amuse ourselves for hours with a sheet of bubble wrap.
Pop, sweet. Pop, 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 pop.
Oh, for God's sakes, Joe, let the kids play with it a while. You're going to be late to work.
There's something about bubble wrap that you just love. The satisfaction of popping bubbles. They say it gives the brain a signal of releasing the happy hormone. We have some kind of happy hormone when we pop those bubbles.
It's dopamine.
Now, is this the really small bubble wrap or the giant one that sounds like a bomb went off?
No.
The little ones.
Yeah, okay. The big ones, the big puffy ones, I don't even know what they're called. I don't feel like that's bubble wrap.
Yeah, they just go poof.
Yeah.
Which big ones are you talking about? There's like the ones that are a little bigger than your thumb, and then there's also the ones that are like you're talking about.
No, the ones with the thumbs also bubble wrap. I'm talking about those big puffy like pillows. They're mini pillows, the kids will jump on them and scare you half to death. Sound like a gun went off in your house.
Yes.
Those are air pillows.
Yes, okay. But according to psychologists, when we pop those bubbles, stress relief is one psychological motive for popping those bubble wraps. Like, pop in the package material, individuals get some instant gratification that soothes their nerves and minimizes stress. They say that it's more relaxing than meditation. So if you're popping those bubbles, that's good for you.
Now, do you wring it out like a towel, or do you pop them one by one?
You don't get as much enjoyment if you don't do it one by one.
I don't know. You ever notice like when you're popping that bubble wrap and it starts to get competitive and you're trying to pop as many bubbles as possible? As it goes on, then you feel like a sense of satisfaction. It's like, I popped 27 in one take right there.
Like trying to eat the whole bag of candy in one bite.
I can do that, too.
You don't get as much enjoyment as if you stretch it out over time.
It's like you sit there, I popped 27, I need to get alive. Or maybe I could be like a bubble wrap competition if there's an Olympics category for that.
Can you imagine with sweatbands?
Yeah.
You're like, let's go.
He popped 51 bubbles that time, Ralph. I don't know if Ralph was, but he's the color commentator.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In the Olympics, what I was thinking. So I have some fun facts about bubble wraps. Like the creator of bubble wrap, they originally tried to sell it as wallpaper. Could you imagine that as wallpaper? And you're like in someone's house, like, I just really want to pop that bubble right there.
Well, that's what's dumb about that is that once it's popped, then you got bad wallpaper.
Yeah, right after you hang your first picture.
Right.
Yeah, you've already popped six bubbles because you couldn't get the frame in the right place. But the product turned out to be unsuccessful as wallpaper, and then they sold it as greenhouse insulation after that.
Huh. Well, when did they start selling it as bubble wrap?
I don't know.
Because that's what it finally became.
Yeah.
I mean, that stuff's awesome.
I like the idea of putting it in the greenhouse. It's like, Tim, really? You put it by the cactus again?
Yeah. Well, they say when it comes to packing, how do you wrap the, like, let's say, whatever you're wrapping? They say you should put the bubbles should be facing your object and not outside. Like, the bubbles should be towards the fragile piece of glass or whatever and not the other way around, which most people do it the other way around.
They really? Say, I don't notice that.
I've never noticed how I do it.
I get a lot of figurines and stuff, so, yeah. Not to brag or anything.
You're not.
You should see my giraffe figurines, my wild animal exhibit.
And you're still talking about them.
In my curio case. But the bubble should be facing your objects to provide the ultimate protection. Not only will the bubbles keep your items safe, but it also keeps the bubbles from popping while they are being delivered to wherever. Mm. So it keeps the bubbles safe. All right, and they use, like actors, or like with movies and stuff, they stuff backpacks and stuff with bubble wrap.
Wow.
So when, well, they're not as heavy for the actor, because the actor might be there for 3 hours doing one scene and they finally get it right. But instead of packing it with books or whatever, they put bubble wrap in there.
See, now that's going to be something I'm going to focus on now, because what I cannot stand watching a movie or TV show is when they're drinking like out of a soft drink out of a can.
Yeah.
And you can tell by the way their movements that it's empty. And I'm like, that's so annoying. It's so fake looking.
I have never noticed that. Now I'm going to look
for
that.
And it drives me crazy. I'm like, just give them a half a drink.
Yeah. And if you ever watch their throat, they never actually swallow anything.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Liars.
I'm never going to watch TV the same way again.
Or when they pour coffee into a coffee mug, you know they pour like two drops. You don't even really see. I'm like, come on. Then the movie's ruined. I'm going to watch
ruined
it.
Y'all all my stuff now.
Yeah, just wait.
Okay, well, anyway, the bubble wrap is in backpacks.
I'm going to look at backpacks now. Yeah.
Hunchback of Notre Dame, it's probably not a real hunchback. You know, it's probably just bubble wrap.
Don't
back
ruin
there.
That.
That would be cool if it was. Yeah. Go back and pat him on the back.
Another fun fact about bubble wrap appreciation day, they say the air in those plastic bubbles most likely came from China. So be sure to wear a face mask when you're popping bubbles and stuff like that. You never know what you're going to get.
Is that real?
No, it's not.
Man, I don't like when you do that.
Well, it would be real on some of the big bubbles because they make that air. They put it in right there at the place.
Yeah.
Because they come in big sheets of just flat plastic, and they got a machine that airs them up. So that would be Chinese air.
I don't think
How about
that's
that?
True.
Yeah.
I'm not making that up.
Oh.
You ever opened a jar from one of your friends that had air in it?
No.
Don't do that. That's a good party trick. I know what you're talking about, too.
You have weird friends.
Yeah,
I do.
Ralph over there in the corner again.
Ralph's getting around.
I know Ralph is. Why's he got that jar back there? And then finally, a little fun fact about bubble wrap. Bubble wrap's one of those rare things that will release stress if you're popping them, but it gives the people around you all kinds of stress.
Hate it.
You're like, you love it.
I don't think that's rare. I think a lot of things that take stress away from people cause other people stress. Like, cigarettes, chomping on food.
Yes, turning the, just scanning TV channels.
Yeah. Clicking a pen, an ink pen.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I think that's the rule of thumb. Things that decrease stress for you increase it for the people around you.
You're right. You are so right.
Good point, Tom. Good point.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hawk, you mentioned that it was bubble wrap day.
Yeah.
It's also crapper day.
Yeah.
It's a British holiday dedicated to a plumber from the 1800s named Thomas Crapper.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I say it's just a coincidence that we use the word crap, but he created the toilet, so I think that's kind of surprising.
Do we celebrate with a flush today? Just flush and, you know, you can keep on celebrating, that toilet will keep running, and you got to jiggle the handle a little bit.
You need to get your toilet fixed.
I do. I call a lot of talking how.
Here's some bad news, especially for most of us guys. They say that if you spend more than 10 minutes on the toilet, it's really bad for you. They say that spending more than 10 minutes on the toilet is connected to weakened pelvic muscles at an increased risk of hemorrhoids.
Oh, wow. Well, I will say Cato will not have an issue with this because I have timed him before. He has gone to the bathroom downstairs, taking care of business, and got back up here in 1 minute and 46
it's
seconds.
Not 1 minute.
Cato, I will go to HR with you if you want to report this.
We have two songs before we have to talk.
Honestly,
and the songs are now like 2.5 minutes.
No, I timed it. I timed it one time.
I'll go to HR.
It's 3 minutes and 6 seconds.
If he's timing how long you go to poop, that has got to be a violation.
I feel like we might need more work to do if we have this kind of excess time. Don't you point that finger over here.
Tori,
you mind your business.
You're 6 minutes and 28 seconds.
Well, I had to finish my game. Leave me alone.
Tom's 30 minutes and 63 seconds.
That would be 31 minutes.
But you know what? They say this stuff, and they also say raw cookie dough is bad for you. Have you ever not eaten raw cookie dough? No.
But if you are getting up from the toilet and you got those, as you call them, wobbly Bambi legs, that's a problem. And like if your foot or your legs going to sleep while you're sitting on the toilet, you've stayed on it too long.
And I'll be honest, it just only happens here because I know we have to get back on the air at home. Why do you think I'm late every day?
Oh.
When I get out of bed.
Well, here's the thing.
Tired.
The longer you sit, the more blood rushes to that area because of gravity. And that puts pressure on the blood vessels in that area. So it's likely to give you hemorrhoids. And it also puts pressure on your pelvic muscles, which weakens them.
Since we're already talking about gross, interesting things, I had a physical therapist tell me one time that if you are a lady, you are not supposed to go number one in the shower because it weakens your pelvic floor.
Sketchy to me.
Okay, all right.
All you got to do is squat like a sumo wrestler.
Well, you can, but that's a lot of thigh workout.
Exactly.
But when it comes to toilets, I mean, I think you guys do it better because y'all hover. You hover a lot. So that's got to be, like, it's almost like exercise for you.
Is this more research you've done?
No, it's just thoughts that I have.
But do they really? Do all women really hover?
I was going to say.
I mean, I don't have the muscle strength. And I'm in Mexico where they don't even have toilet seats on the toilets. And I don't care because I can't hover.
Okay, that would dry.
Bird's nest. You don't have to hover.
Oh, is that where you put toilet paper around the seat?
You thicken. You do like a thick layer of toilet paper.
Sometimes you don't have time to do that.
We've learned way too much this morning.
There's an art to it. Creative.
Doctors suggest you keep your phone, tablet, and books out of the toilet area so that you won't be interested and stay too long. I honestly don't know how people went to the bathroom before the smartphone.
Well, like you said, reading the back of shampoo bottles.
Right.
I would do commercials for shampoo and hairspray.
There you go.
Wow. could you demonstrate for us?
Well, no.
Okay.
I was trying to think.
Hey, I'm here with the new Head & Shoulders shampoo. It's new and improved, y'all.
I'm a little disturbed if you have your Head & Shoulders shampoo by your toilet.
You don't make it up. You read the bag.
Well,
wash, rinse, repeat.
Yeah.
There you go.
And the shampoo bottle's right there beside the bathtub. Like my toilet's right beside the bathtub.
Yeah, mine is too.
Yeah.
Well, mine's got a little private room for the toilet.
I mean, my toilet's almost inside my bathtub.
I could wash my hands at my parents' house while I was going.
Yeah. It was a tiny bathroom. Yeah. That's all we had.
Wow, I feel special now.
Yeah, you are.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We got like privacy when you go to the bathroom. Even you can shut the door completely.
Our sink was so close to my parents' house, you could just lean your head forward and take a little nap.
Now, I will say when I was growing up,
yeah,
in my parents' bathroom, you could lean over into the bathtub and throw up while you were having the other problem when you got the flu.
Yeah, because our tub was to the left, sink to
ours
the front.
Ours was straight ahead of it, and you just leaned forward.
And my dad had a phone put in the bathroom on the wall, so you had a phone on the wall.
So you're a sitter from way back.
I've been sitting all my life.
A sitter on the toilet.
I sit on with both of them.
What?
I mean, both things I sit down because it splashes.
Yeah, I do.
STP. I sit to pee.
What did the one listener call that? Poseidon's kiss?
No, Poseidon's kiss is when you get a splash from underneath and it comes up and touches
so
your fan.
It goes bloop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why I should have known better than bring this up. I was just talking about not sitting too long, well, and you guys are talking about water splashing on your rear end.
If there's any bathroom topic that's going to be brought up, you're always the one bringing it up.
No, this was not a dirty topic. This was strictly...
It's still bathroom.
It was about how long you can sit.
Yeah. He's trying to save lives right here. It's to help
not lives. It's just hemorrhoids.
Stand up, people.
Could you imagine dying on the toilet? You know, Elvis died on the toilet.
Allegedly.
Larry Cable Guy, he had some issues with that.
We almost lost my granddad. He's 93 years old. He almost passed away on us. He almost lost him on the toilet. Boy, what a way to go right there. Can you imagine dying on the toilet? I mean, what do you say to the relatives at the wake to make them feel better? I mean, we're real sorry to hear about Ed. But at least he died doing what he loved. You know, that's the thing. We heard he fought till the bitter end, and that's the thing. He wasn't a quitter, so he got it out. We're excited, and that's nice. And we're going to light a match tonight and remember him at midnight.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Let's talk about your shopping habits, ladies. You know what? Tori's hobby is add to cart here on the Hawk and Tom Show.
I'm not good at a lot of things, but that one I've got down pat.
You can add to cart easily, too.
Stop it. You're making me blush.
Okay. Now, of course, I know you do you love shopping online as much as you do like shopping in a store?
I like the idea of shopping in the store. And then you get to the store, and it's so packed that I'm like, this is why I do Amazon.
Oh, okay. So... Okay, all right. Because I know a lot of girls love to go in the store. My sister-in-law, she loves to feel everything before she buys it.
Oh, yeah.
I do, too.
All right.
I mean, I can't buy a shirt online because more than like, because I'll walk through a department store just touching, and I'm like, rough, too rough, too rough. Yeah, I don't like them if it's a rough.
Yeah, you have to walk by and touch it and go, that's cute, and then keep going because you don't ever buy it.
I was buying a little throw, like, you know, for the couch. And so I was doing that yesterday at TJ Maxx. You got to feel all like, ooh. And then you got that, you know, the Afghan stuff, like it's made of yarn or whatever it's called. Afghan, whatever.
It's not rhyming with Jim Gaffigan.
It does not feel good. And people love to bundle up in those things. I want that soft, shimmery, you know, throw around me as I'm watching a movie.
yeah, something soft.
Uh-huh. So the most important factors as far as shopping behavior goes for the girls, 75% said the price, which I don't believe that.
What about it?
Well, I mean, I know that you like getting a good deal. A lot of times you'll brag that you bought this at, you know, Dollar General, you know. Or you might be like, hey, I bought this top at CVS.
Price is always the number one thing.
For guys, I think.
For everyone, because if it's too expensive, you're just not looking at that one.
Yeah, y'all, the women that are looking at the clearance racks carrying around a $200 Coach purse that she's proud of, and I'm like, why would you buy that?
Because she got that on the sales rack.
Yeah, but $200 is the sale price.
But what you do is you can't be obvious that you're going to the sales rack. So you walk in and they're like, hey, how are you? And you're like, good. And you kind of look at the stuff up front and then they turn their back and you're like, show them to the sales rack.
Wow, really?
Meanwhile, I beeline it for the clearance. That's where I just head for that rack.
And if I can't find it, there's like, can I help you? I'm like, help me find the clearance rack. I mean, because y'all hide it sometimes.
Yeah, it's in the corner somewhere.
That's the only rack I'll look on.
They ain't going to judge you either. They're just going to look at what you got on. Like, he's going to the clearance rack. We can tell.
This is Tommy Bahama.
55% of people say quality.
It's clearance racks, but it's Tommy Bahama.
You don't get quality anymore.
Number two on the list, quality is what they're looking for when they're buying.
This is quality. Shopping. Look at this. This has got quality written all over it. See, it says quality.
All right.
This is well made. Tommy Bahama's well made stuff.
Like Tom said, number three on the list was the brand of the product is why they buy that certain.
Some brands you buy because you either like the brand and what they make or you want to show off the brand. And then sometimes it's because you think they make quality goods.
And sometimes it's because you realize Costco sells Calvin Klein.
I call it Costco Klein and Izod LaCosco.
Well, store was number four on the list. Like people, that's how they shop. Like I'm like, you know me, I know my Kohl's math. That's where I get most of my clothes is from Kohl's. So I'm pretty dedicated to that store.
Oh, we know.
And that fashion, apparently. And then fifth on the list was availability. Like if the item is available, that's why they use or go to that store or that website. So there's a lot of availability according to your shopping cart there, Tori.
Yeah, and a lot of times I'll go looking for something specific, which I feel like is setting myself up for failure. You know, like you have a specific event or something coming up.
Yeah.
My wife, she just went and ordered four sets of boots online, and she's sending three of them back. That was her way of shopping online.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how companies make money doing that with the shipping.
Well, when it comes to clothes, 64% of the ladies, they say they will return stuff. And 57% of footwear shoppers say a poor fit is their biggest reason for returning clothing or shoes. Like, it just doesn't fit right.
Well, shoes definitely.
But you know what? Girls, they complain about that all the time. Like, they look so good on me, so I'm going to just keep these. Because if I go up another size, it ain't going to feel right.
I bought a pair of shoes that was a size smaller than what I needed because it was 50% off.
Yeah. Okay.
$20 shoes? Yes, please.
I've done the same thing. I think it was Belk's that had Timberland boots back in the day, half price, which was a great deal. But they didn't have my size.
Yeah.
I bought them, went to a different department store, traded them in, and got two pairs of shoes because they weren't on sale at that store.
That's sneaky.
That's sneaky. But I got my size. I took advantage of the store.
That's savvy shopping right there.
Two for the price of one.
And I'm confused how you got two shoes. Well, I mean, I know you got two.
Well, let's say the boots were $100 at one department store. I got them for $50. I took them back to the other department store, and they were already priced at $100. So I got two $50 pair of shoes.
Ethical question.
So you bought two sets of the shoes.
I have different style.
Okay, I understand now.
Yeah.
Ethical question.
Pretty much.
Did you tell them you bought those shoes there at that store?
So what's next on your list?
It doesn't really matter, though.
It's still the same
you
company.
You just traded shoes for shoes.
They just didn't have it on sale at their department store.
Right.
So I don't know who I ripped off, but I know
I don't
did.
Think you ripped anyone off.
34% of women, shoppers, say they're unsatisfied with the traditional clothing sizes. So I guess they change them so much, it's hard to keep up with the girl clothing sizes.
You ever try to go jean shopping with a girl? It is a nightmare.
Shopping with a girl.
That's
a nightmare.
Yeah. But jeans are tough because you can be like a 6 in one store and a 14 in another, and it is a pain.
That's why. Why do you guys do that? You're so weird. Like ours are like 34, 36, 38. That's the inches.
First of all, that would hurt my feelings. Second of all, we don't design them. I mean,
yeah, but why do you put up with it?
What are we supposed to do? Walk around pantsless?
We're not going to buy this unless you put real sizes on. Levi's sells jeans that you could wear that way.
I can't afford Levi's.
Oh, my God.
Levi's.
They're expensive.
Levi's is a basic jean.
I don't know. I get mine at Plato's Closet. There you go. They're like 8 to 12 bucks for me.
Goodwill, too. Yeah.
Then he takes them to the store and trades them in.
I don't. I never thought about that, Tom.
All right. Now, this is girls and guys. 50% of consumers say they hate trying on clothes, but the majority still go through the fitting process when they are at a store. Not me. I will go and I'll buy 3 or 4 shirts, take them home.
Oh, God. I totally go try them on. I don't want to come back.
It depends.
Okay.
But the reason
I'm
mostly...
Oh, my God. You try those on?
No. I mostly would try on. It's because in Asheville, I bought an outfit one time and I didn't try it on and it was not the right size and I had to drive back to Asheville the next day just to exchange it.
That's just another shopping trip. What's the problem?
I don't like driving.
Yeah.
That's not that far.
All right. And then 58% also admitted that they purchase more at the store or online than they originally intended once they go shopping.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know what? TJ Maxx and Marshall's and all those places with the little fun stuff.
Home Goods.
I try so hard. I'm like, don't make eye contact with the stuff on the aisles. Just stay in the line and don't look.
And then it stares at you and you can't help it.
It's like, buy me.
It's like, and they make the line so long like you're at a theme park about to get on a roller coaster. And you got all those candy bars and loofahs and soaps and all kinds of stuff tempting. And then even snacks at the back, like right before you go check out, they got Cokes and stuff there now.
Well, it's considerate because you're there for a minute.
I think it's because you've been there so long. Yeah. It's like, I'm starving now. I've been here for 2 hours. So check it out.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.